好，感谢主，我们晚上的读经进度是《列王记上》十七章。
And thank our Lord that our daily Bible reading for tonight is First Kings chapter 17.
啊，刚好是讲以利亚先知啊的一些事迹。
And this chapter talks about a few incidents of Prophet Elijah.
那么他啊，在这一章里面啊，有记载了他的四件事情。
And in this chapter, it recorded four incidences that he had.
啊，但是我把它归纳起来，就是一个中心思想，就是讲到以利亚的信心。
But I compiled them all together, and the theme is about the faith of Elijah.
啊，所以我们要看以利亚啊，在这一章里面，他对这四件事情啊，他的信心是如何表现出来的。
And therefore, we're going to study about the faith of Elijah in these four incidences.
我们今天也要来学习像以利亚一样这样的有信心。
And today we shall learn from Prophet Elijah that we must have the same faith as he had.
在开始读列王记上十七章之前，我们先来看在雅各书里面对以利亚有一个最有轮廓的一个大画面的描述。
And before we start reading the First Kings chapter 7, in the book of James, there is an overview of Prophet Elijah.
我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十七节。
James chapter 5, verse 17.
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years.
十八，他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Verse 18, again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
所以这里记载呢，以利亚跟我们是一样性情的人。
And here records that Elijah was just like us.
他也是要吃喝要休息睡觉。
He needed to eat and drink, he needed to rest and sleep.
他也遇到困难的时候他有勇敢的心去面对。
And when he encountered difficulties, he was very brave to face all of them.
所以他在加密山上可以一个人来抵抗几百个假先知。
And therefore, on Mount Carmel, he was able to face a few hundreds of the false prophets.
但是他也有软弱的时候。
However, there was a time that he was weak as well.
当他听到王后耶洗别要来杀害他的消息之后。
And when he heard that Jezebel was going to kill him,
他就逃命逃到了神的山。
So he fled and fled to the mountain of God.
所以呢，他真的跟我们一样的性情。
So truly he was just like us.
他有勇敢，但是他有软弱害怕。
He was brave, but at the same time he was weak and he was also afraid.
所以雅各在这里要描述的是。像以利亚这么样的人跟我们是一样的人，但是他为什么能够做出这么多的神迹，有这么多的事工呢？
Elder James described Prophet Elijah was just like us, but why was Prophet Elijah able to perform all this, to do all this work?
因为他是有信心的先知。
Because he was a prophet with faith.
那这个有信心的先知就是在十五节所描述的。
And his faith was described in verse 15.
十五节说，出于信心的祈祷，又救那个病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Verse 15, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
所以呢，雅各在这里要强调信心的祷告很重要。
So Elder James emphasized that the prayer of faith is very important.
所以在第一章就是说 啊，人若没有信心，就像海中的波浪一样，摇来摇去，翻腾不安。
And therefore, in chapter 1, Elder James described that for one who doubts, he will be like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
所以要向神祷告，一定要有信心。
So when we pray to God, we must have faith.
没有信心的人，不要想从主那里得着什么。
A man without faith shall receive nothing from the Lord God.
因此，雅各书里面从第一章到第五章有一贯的主题，就是强调信心的重要性。
And therefore, in the book of James, from chapter 1 to chapter 5, it emphasizes the importance of faith.
所以到第五章才会说，以利亚也是有信心的祷告。
And that is why in chapter 5, it records that Elijah's prayer was full of faith.
因此，他才能够有这么好的工作果效。
And that is why that he had such great efficacy of his work.
要三年零六个月不下雨，就真的不下雨了。
For 3.5 years that Elijah did not want any rain on earth, and that truly happened.
然后来他又祷告，也真的就降下雨来。
And then he prayed, and then there was rain.
好，我们现在就开始来看《列王记上》17章，描述的他的信心的表现。
So now we're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 17 to look at the incidents of Prophet Elijah.
我们来看17章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 1.
列王记上17章第一节。
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1.
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。
First one, now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
这个是第一件事记载了他对亚哈王说的一段神的话语。
And this was the first thing that recorded what Elijah said to King Ahab.
因为神说，如果以利亚不祷告的话，那就会不下他祷告不要下雨，就真的不会下雨。
Here it records that the Lord said that if Elijah did not want any rain on earth, and if he prayed, there would be no rain.
所以呢，在这里呢，以利亚先知对亚哈要讲这段话。也是对神的旨意要相当有信心。
And when for Elijah to say such thing to King Ahab, Elijah himself had to have certain faith in God.
因为呢，这个是从神来的旨意。
Because this was the will of God.
所以如果他祷告不下雨，就真的要不下雨，要不然的话，他就不是真的先知了，他是假先知啊。
And if he prayed not to have any rain, then it had to be true. Otherwise, he wouldn't be called a prophet.
因为先知要传的信息一定要应验不可以有任何虚假。
The message from the prophet had to be fulfilled. Otherwise, it would be fake.
如果他所预言的事情竟然没有按照他的预言来发生，那就说这个先知是假先知。
If he prophesied that about something and that prophecy did not happen, then people would deem him as a false prophet.
所以他所预言的事情要发生的一定要发生，那不能发生的也不可以发生。
And therefore, whatever the prophet prophecy, it had to happen. Things that he did not say.Will not happen.
所以要看他的预言的内容有没有应验，来证明他是一个真先知还是一个假先知。
And therefore, from the content of his prayer, it will prove whether this prophet is true of.
我们来看《生命记》十八章。
Let's then turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
二十节。
Verse 20.
生命记十八章二十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20.
若有先知善敢托我的名，说我未曾吩咐他说的话，或是奉别神的名说话，那先知就必致死。
But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded him to say, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, must be put to death.
21. 你心里若说，耶和华所未曾吩咐的话，我们怎能知道呢？
Verse 21. You may say to yourselves, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord?
22. 先知托耶和华的名说话，所说的若不成就，也无效验。这就是耶和华所未曾吩咐的，是那个先知擅自说的，你不要怕他。
Verse 22, if what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him.
所以这里就是用他先知所说的预言有没有应验来做判断，他是真的先知还是假的先知。
So we can deem whether a prophet is fake or true is by the word that he said, if it was fulfilled or not.
如果有真的应验的，那他是真的先知，是神叫他来传讲的。
If whatever he had spoken was fulfilled, then it was God who had sent him.
但是如果他说的没有应验，那表示他是假先知，神并没有差他要来讲这些话。
But whatever he had spoken was not fulfilled, then God had not sent him.
所以在这里呢，以利亚先知首先要相信神是差遣他来做先知的。
And therefore, Prophet Elijah first had to believe that God had sent him, to prophesy.
所以他第一个信心表现在他相信这是神的差派。
And therefore, his faith first showed that he believed he was sent by the Lord God.
因为他所说的预言真的都有应验。
Because all the prophecies that he had spoken were fulfilled.
所以今天我们对于神是差派的工作任务，我们要有信心。
And therefore, with the missions of the work that God has entrusted us, we must have faith in doing them.
今天也许我们在教会的工作在教会里面都是由负责人或者是有宗教教育的老师们开会所做的决定跟差派。
Perhaps our work today in the church was arranged by the church council members or even through meetings of the religious education department who had sent us to do all these things.
看起来好像我们都是通过组织的运作是按照人的意思来做差派的。
And on the surface, it seems that we were sent by people to do all this work.
甚至我们每两年一次的负责人的选举也是由信徒推荐然后投票来选出来的。
Even to the point that when we have a general meeting once every 2 years, when we have to appoint a new church council member, it seems that all this were the doings of man.
我们好像都是用选举的来选出负责人。
And we were using election to choose our church board members.
但是这个只是表面上看起来好像是跟社会跟政治一样，是用选举的方式选出政府官员。
And it seems that we are using the ways of the world, the political world, to elect the church board members.
所以我们在国家里面，我们都公民的，我们才有选举权也有被选举的权利。
And therefore, in this country, when you are a citizen, that you can be, that your name can be listed, or you can elect someone to be your representative.
但是在教会里面呢，表面看起来好像也是同样的民族的方式。来做选举的过程。
And in a church, it seems that we are using the same democratic way to elect our church board.
但是我们一定到教会是神的团体。
However, we must remember that the church is the organization of God.
因为神才是这个教会的主宰。
As God is the sovereign Lord of the church.
所以我们选出来的负责人，其实我们在 请他们来做负责人的时候，并不是说他们被选出来，我们要说他们是被差派来做这个职务的。
And therefore, when we elect church board members, we are saying that we are not saying that we elected them, but rather that they were sent to do these things.
他们是被 appoint 哈，是被任派任啊差派来做这个啊负责人的圣工。
And they were appointed to do the work of the church board.
所以这个差派这个字眼非常的重要。
And therefore, the word appointment is very important.
因为这个 appointment 这个代表是神差派他来做教会的侍奉的。
And this word appointment shows that it was God who has sent them to do this work.
所以这个教会不是像政治上啊一个选举的结果而已啊。
And therefore, the appointment of the church is not like a political elections of the world.
也因为这是神差派的，所以我们要尊重神所差派的工人。
And because that they have been appointed by the Lord, and therefore we must respect them.
就是教会所差派，神所差派的传道、执事、负责人。宗教教育的教员，这些都是神所差派的工人。
And therefore, the ministers, the preacher, the teachers, the church board members, they are all appointed by the Lord and sent by the Lord.
所以，既然是被神差派的，我们要尊重神，也代表尊重这些神的工人。
Since they have been sent by the Lord God, therefore we must respect them all.
所以我们不要再用社会上那种观点来看教会这种选举的制度。
And we should not use the secular view to look at the appointment of the church.
好像教会被选出来的负责人是执政党，然后呢，没有选的负责人的信徒变成是在野党。
And it seems and do not look at this way that the church board member that were elected were the governing body and the congregation becomes the opposing party.
如果是这样的换代，又变成是政治上的两党的对立呀。
And if we were to look at the church at, in this manner, then in the church there will be two groups of people who are opposing each other.
但是这种观点是错误的。
And this type of view and perspective is wrong.
我们真的不要让教会成为一个社会上的一个政治团体啊。
We should not allow the church to become a secular organization of this world.
神所差派的工人是来做仆人，来服侍教会。
And the workers that were sent by the Lord God is to serve the congregation.
所以我们所有的信徒的 AGM 里面，大家都是一家人，并没有分党派。
Therefore, in a general meeting, everyone is a family member. There is no political parties in it.
因此我们在开 AGM 是开家庭会议啊，这不是政治的两个党派，执政党、在野党的对立啊，跟质询，这个是错误的观念啊。
And so when we are having an annual general meeting, it is just like we are having a family meeting. It is not two opposing parties who are questioning each other and doubting one another.
因为在政治上，所以在野党要质询啊，要问啊，要把你考倒，看你做了什么事情，要考验你的工作绩效。
In the political world, the opposing party has to question the governing body.
但是教会真的不可以再像这样子。
But in the church, this should not be so.
我们真的是一家人在开家庭会议，要彼此和谐，彼此帮助，来共同完成教会所负担的责任而已。
We are truly one family, and all family members gather together to discuss and to talk about what to do in the church work.
所以，我们首先要像以利亚先知一样，要相信这是神所差派的。我是一个神的先知。
And therefore, we must be all like Prophet Elijah, believed that we are sent by the Lord God.
我们再回头来看列王记上十七章。
Let's return to 1 Kings chapter 17.
第二件事情从第二节以下到第七节记载了神叫伊利亚去住在基利西旁。
And the second thing that happened was from verse 2 on, that the Lord God had asked prophet Elijah to go to stay at Kerith Ravine.
在基利西旁，这是第二节，最后一段话，第三节最后一句话说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
Verse 3, leave here, turn eastward and hide in the Kerith Ravine, east of the Jordan.
那么我会吩咐乌鸦来叼肉跟饼来给你吃。
And I will send ravens to bring you food, bread and food to eat.
我们要特别知道这个乌鸦不是一只哦，是一群乌鸦。
We know that this is not only one raven. In fact, it is a group of ravens.
那么很多的乌鸦来叼肉跟饼给以利亚吃，让他得到饱足。
So there were many ravens who brought food to Prophet Elijah to feed him.
我们在这里看到了神叫以利亚要住在基利西旁，要得到乌鸦的食物来给他吃，这是一个违反大自然规律的。
And the Lord asked Prophet Elijah to stay at the Kerith Ravine and that he would be fed by the ravens. We know that feeding by the ravens is against natural laws.
因为乌鸦它叼的叼的肉跟饼都是自己吃了，它不会去叼给一个人吃的。
And the ravens, when they have food in their mouth, they would eat themselves. They would not give it to someone else.
而且不是一只乌鸦，也是一群乌鸦都要做同样的事情，这又是违反了自然规律。
And moreover, it is not one raven, but rather a lot of ravens. And therefore, again, this is against the natural law.
但是神叫以利亚要这么做，他就要照神的话去做。
But God told Elijah to do so, and therefore Elijah did it.
所以这个时候看出以利亚要相信神的话。
So at this moment, we can see that Elijah had to believe in the word of God.
刚刚我们讲的第一节是说，以利亚相信神的差派。
And in verse 1, we said that Elijah believed that he was sent by the Lord God.
所以他是神的真的先知。
And therefore, he was a true prophet from the Lord.
现在呢，从乌鸦叼饼跟肉给他吃，他又相信这是神的话语，神的安排。
And now the ravens have brought him food, and now he believed that he was sent by the Lord God.
他是神，乌鸦是神所安排的。
That the ravens were sent and arranged by the Lord God.
所以他要相信神的话，说乌鸦会叼肉饼给他吃，所以相信神的话，他才会顺服，然后住在这个地方。
So he had to believe that that the ravens were sent by the Lord God, and therefore he would submit himself to the will of the Lord and stay at the Kerith Ravine.
所以在这里啊，讲到一个。相信神的话是我们今天信仰上很重要的基础。
And therefore, believing in the word of God is one of the most important fundamental that we must have.
我们今天安排读经进度，每天都读一章。
Today we have a Bible reading schedule. Every day we would only read one chapter.
甚至我们有时候生活上遇到什么困难，我们要常常回到圣经来找答案。
And even in our lives, when we are facing difficulties, we are to go back to the Bible to look for answers.
因为我们知道神的话语里面是无所不有的。
We know that in the Word of God, everything is possible.
我们生活上的任何的事情都可以在圣经里面找到答案。
And every difficulties that we face in this world, we can find answers.From in the Bible.
所以我们要结婚的时候也在圣经找答案，如何经营夫妻的生活。
And therefore, when we want to get married, we will go to the Bible and look for how to manage our marriage.
我们的生的小孩也要在圣经找答案，如何教养下一代。
And when we have children, again we go to the Bible to find out how should we educate or teach our children.
我们在社会上工作，我们在圣经找答案，如何工作能够得到美好的果效。
And when we work in this world, we also go to the Bible to look at how should we work in order to have a good relationship.
我们要跟人相处、啊、跟朋友相处，人际关系要怎么做呢？也在圣经里面找答案。
When we have friends or when we have co-workers, all this relationship, we can find answers in the Bible.
同样的呢，我们当年纪越来越大了，成为老人家，我们要如何做一个老人家，也在圣经里面找答案。
And as we grow older, how are we going to be as a senior citizen? We can also find these answers in the Bible.
我们要如何让自己不要贪心，也要在圣经里面找答案。啊、来学习灵修的功夫。
How, when we do not want to be greedy, we can also find answers or guidance in the Bible to teach us not to be greedy.
甚至到最后，如何面对死亡这么一个最大的议题的时候，也借在圣经里面才能够找到真正的答案。
Even to the end, when we are facing death, we can also find answers.In the Bible.
因为一般的社会上都不敢谈死亡这个课题。
Generally, in the society, they would not touch upon the topic of death.
所以孔子呢、啊、有一个学生、啊、问孔子这个老师说，老师啊，死后会怎么样啊？
And therefore, Confucius, he had a student who asked him, Master, when we die, what will happen?
可是孔子回答说，未知生焉知死，就是说我都不知道生活要怎么做了，我怎么知道死后会怎么样呢？
And Confucius said that I don't even know the origin of birth. How would I know where we go after we die?
所以呢，孔子就不回答死后的事情。
And therefore, Confucius refused to answer any questions about death.
但是圣经里面却告诉我们很清楚的答案，死后你会怎么样？
However, in the Bible, it tells us clearly that after we die, where will we go?
所以呢，我们一定要回到圣经，相信圣经的话。
So we must come back to the Bible and believe the word in the Bible.
就好像以利亚相信神的话，就是要住在基利西旁，会有乌鸦叼饼跟肉给他吃，他就完全相信，完全顺服。
And it is just like Elijah, he believed that.The raven will bring him food and that God had sent him to live by a Kerith ravine and he believed it and he did so.
我们来看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
在这一话，诗篇119篇整篇都是讲到神的话语是怎么的奇妙，怎么样的有帮助啊。
And Psalm 119 talk about the word of God, and it gives us great help.
我们来看、里面我们最常使用的一句经文就是说，神的话、是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And we're going to look at one verse. It says that the word of the Lord is the lamp at my feet and the light to my path.
我们看119篇105节。
Let's turn to Psalm 119 verse 105.
105节。
105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and the light for my path.
我们跳过来看107。
Let's jump to verse 107.
我甚是受苦，耶和华，求你照你的话将我救活了。
I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word.
我们跳过来看111。
Let's read 111.
我以你的法度为永远的产业，因为这是我心中所喜爱的。
Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart.
所以呢，整个119篇都是讲到神的话是如何的带领我们的生活。
And therefore, Psalm 119, all the word of God tell us how and guides our life today.
所以我们一定要绝对的相信神的话是绝对的有功效。绝对的能够带领我们人生的脚步。
So we have to absolutely believe in the word of the Lord, and His word will guide our feet.
这就是以利亚他所相信的神的话语。
And this is Prophet Elijah who believes in the word of the Lord.
那再来第三件事情。
And the third thing.
我们再看回来列王记上十七章。
Let's return to 1 Kings chapter 17.
第三件事是神啊，在基利西旁的水啊。渐渐的干了，他也不能够再住了。
And the third thing was that the water in the Kerith ravine gradually dried up, and so Prophet Elijah could no longer stay there.
所以呢，他就神又告诉他说，你现在要到西顿的撒勒法去。
And so God told him to go to Zarephath of Sidon.
我们请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。
Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food.
啊，我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
以利亚对他说，你不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，但只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。
Elijah said to her, don't be afraid, go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son.
14节，因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油也必不缺短，直到耶和华使地降在地上的日子。
Verse 14, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land.
所以呢，在这个事件里面呢，啊，神叫以利亚要到啊撒勒法的寡妇家去。
So here in this instance, the Lord God told Elijah to go to the house of a widow in Zarephath.
但是呢，这个寡妇很穷啊。
But this widow, she was so poor.
她的丈夫已经死了。
And her husband had died.
她现在只有一个儿子。
And she only had one son.
那么家里的面跟油啊，都剩下一点点。
And she only had a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil at home.
他们已经准备做最后一餐，吃完以后就准备等死了，没有东西可以吃了。
And she was ready to make her last meal. And after she and her son ate them, then they would wait to die.
但是以利亚却说，先为我做一个小饼，然后你们再为你自己做饼给自己吃。
But Elijah told her to first make a small cake of bread for him, and then make some for her and her son.
因为神说了，坛内的面啊，跟瓶里的油不会缺少的，会一直产生，你会一直可以做饼啊。
For the Lord God has said that the jar of flour will not use up, and the jug of oil will not run dry.
所以寡妇就相信。以利亚所说的话。
So the widow believed what Elijah told her.
所以她真的做了饼给以利亚先吃，然后再做给自己跟儿子吃。
So truly, she first make a small bread for Elijah to eat, and then make some for her and her son.
结果真的饼跟就是一直那个面跟油啊都没有缺少，一直有，一直有了。
And truly, the flour was not used up, and the oil did not run dry.
所以这里又看出以利亚的信心是什么呢？
So, what can we see about the faith of Elijah here?
以利亚在这里相信神的供应绝对不会缺少。
Elijah believed that the providence of God will never run dry.
看起来剩下一点面，一点油，最后一餐就没有了。
On the surface, there was only a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil left, and having the one last meal, there would be nothing left.
但是以利亚却相信神的供应绝对不会减少。
But Elijah believed that the providence of the Lord will never run dry.
我们可以一直在这里吃，吃不完的。
And that they could continue eating this providence and survive.
所以呢，相信神的供应嘛。
So believed in the providence of God.
因为我们是属于神的百姓。
Because we all belong to the Lord God.
我们只要遵守神的话语。
As long as we obey the word of God.
那么我们先求神的国和神的义。
And we first seek the kingdom of the Lord and his righteousness.
这些东西都要加给我们。
Then all these things will be added to us.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
31节。
Verse 31.
马太福音第六章31节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?
32, 这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Verse 32, for the pagans ran after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
33, 你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all this, and all these things will be given to you as well.
所以要先求神的国和神的义。
So we must first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这些东西都要加给我们了。
Then all these things will be added to us.
因为天父知道我们是需要的。
Because our Heavenly Father knows that we need all these things.
我们需要吃，我们需要喝，我们需要穿。
That we need to eat, we need to drink, and we need to wear.
这些天父都知道。
All these things the Heavenly Father knows.
所以他一定会供应我们日常的这些正常的需要。
So he will surely provide our daily necessities.
所以圣经也记载说，从来没有看到义人会当乞丐会去要饭会饿肚子的。
And the Bible it states that you can that you cannot find a righteous man who will become a beggar or even died from hunger.
因为他是神的人呐。
Because he is a man of God.
所以神一定会提供他的日常生活的需要得到满足。
And God will provide him with his daily necessities.
所以今天我们的生活一定要对神有这样的信心，神一定会提供我们的生活的需要。
So in our lives today that we must believe that the Lord God will provide us with all these things.
如果我们都是相信神的，我们都依靠神的，竟然我们还会饿肚子，其实最大的羞辱不是我们，而是神呢。
And if today we believe in the Lord and yet we believe that we are going to die from hunger, then the greatest insult is not us, but in fact, it is to God.
因为这是神的百姓，竟然会饿肚子饿死，那不就是神的羞辱了吗？
Because all these are the people of the Lord God, and yet they died from hunger. Isn't this is the greatest insult to God?
那么神会让这个事情发生吗？来羞辱他自己吗？
Do you think that God would allow this thing to happen to insult himself?
当然神不会这样做的。
Of course, God will never do this.
因为天地万物都是神的。
Because all this universe and its living creatures belong to God.
他甚至可以叫乌鸦叼饼跟肉来给以利亚吃。
And God can even send ravens to bring food to Elijah.
甚至他可以让面跟油都不会缺少，一直的产生，一直的产生，源源不绝。
God also allowed the flour will never be used up and the oil will never run dry.
这就是神的能力。他一定会提供我们的日常生活的需要得到满足。
This is the power of God and he will give us our daily necessities.
因此我们对于神的供应一定要有信心。
And therefore we must have faith in the providence of God.
这样子我们才能够在信仰中喜乐来敬拜神来赞美神。
Then in our faith we will feel happy and rejoice and then we shall fear God.
纵使有时候会饿肚子，那都是短暂的考验，那个绝对那个饥荒像亚伯拉罕遇到饥荒，以撒也遇过饥荒，但是饥荒都只是短暂的考验而已。
Even if one day that we were to go hungry, but this is only temporarily, just like Abraham who had met a famine, and all the famines were only temporary.
所以呢，这些饥荒都只是短暂的考验，而不是常态。
And the famine is only a temporary test. It is not a common occurrence.
我们看到很多的神的百姓还是留在迦南地啊，他们并没有离开，可是他们还是活得下来，很好啊。
And we also have read in the Bible that the people of the Lord they did not go anywhere. They stayed where they were, and even though there was a famine, and yet they still lived.
所以拿俄米才会带着他的媳妇路德一起回到伯利恒，他们又在动手割大麦的时候了。
And that is why Naomi, she brought her daughter-in-law home, and that by the time they got home, it was time for harvest.
所以这就是神的带给我们的供应，绝对不会缺少。
And the God's providence will never run dry.
我们要相信神的供应。
We must believe in the providence.
再来第四件事情。
And then the fourth thing.
我们再看回来《列王记上》十七章。
Let's return to 1 Kings chapter 17.
就是这个寡妇的儿子呢，突然生病了。而且死了，没有气息。
And that is the son of the of this widow. He became ill suddenly and then died.
这个时候呢，寡妇啊，都对以利亚说：“哎呀，为什么神想起我的罪，我的儿子就死了啦
？”And so this widow said to prophet Elijah that God had remember my sin, and therefore my son died.
结果以利亚说：“好吧，把儿子交给我，我来祷告。”
And so Elijah said that, "Give me your son, and I shall pray to God."
结果以利亚在向神祷告的时候，也是说：“神啊，我寄居在寡妇的家里，难道你就降祸给他，给他的儿子死了吗？”
So when prophet Elijah prayed to the Lord God, he said that, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy to this widow that I'm staying with and causing her son to die."
如果这样的话，那神的慈爱又怎么说呢？
And if this is so, then where is your mercy and compassion?
好像呢，神都会纪念人的罪，要管教人，要惩罚人，而没有神的慈爱了。
And it seems that the Lord God only remember the sins and the wickedness of people, and that he have forgotten about his own love.
这个时候看起来神是公义的神。
And at this moment, God was a just God.
但是神没有慈爱。
But God has no love.
但是这个是一个错误的观念。
But this is the wrong perspective.
所以呢，最后这件事情要看出以利亚也相信神的慈爱怜悯。
So in this last incident, we can also see that prophet Elijah also believed in the mercy and the love of God.
所以他相信神的怜悯绝对不会让儿子真的死了就埋葬了。
He believed that the son of the widow will not die like this and just be buried and over it.
因为他相信神的慈爱不会让这个事情真的这样发生。
Elijah believed that this will not be the case.
因此他向神三次的祷告。
And therefore he prayed to God three times.
结果神真的听了他的祷告。
And in the end, God truly listened to his
prayers. 让孩子的灵魂仍然进他的身体，他又活起来了。
And the boy's soul returned to him, and he came to life.
所以以利亚就把孩子活活的交给他的妈妈。
And so Elijah then gave this son back to to his mother alive.
所以从这个事情又看出以利亚的信心是相信神的慈爱怜悯。
So again in this incident we can see that Elijah believed in the mercy and the love of God.
我们都可能会犯罪。
We all can sin.
就像寡妇啊，她也一开始看到儿子死了，她立刻想到啊，会不会我有罪。
And just like the widow, when she first saw that her son died, right away she thought that have I sinned against God?
我们真的每个人检讨自己的，一定过犯过罪的，我们不可能是完美的。
And truly, if we were to examine ourselves, each and every one of us had sinned before.
但是神的慈爱怜悯大过于他对我们的审判啊。跟公义的要求啊。
But the mercy and the love of God is greater than his judgment on the people.
我们来看啊，诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
在这一段是讲到神是如何的怜悯跟慈爱啊。
And this passage talks about how God was merciful and loving.
一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
第八节
Verse 8
一百零三篇第八节
Psalm 103 verse 8
耶和华有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱
The Lord is compassionate and gracious slow to anger abounding in love
第九他不长久责备也不永远怀怒
Verse 9 He will not always accuseNor will he harbor his anger forever.
第十，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
十一，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
Verse 11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
12, 东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, as far as he removed our transgressions from us.
13, 父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
14, 因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
Verse 14, for he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust.
所以以利亚相信神的慈爱怜悯。
So therefore, Elijah believed in the mercy and the love of God.
神没有按照我们的过犯来对待我们。
And God had not treated us according to our sins.
要不然我们真的没有一个人啊配得救的了。
Otherwise, none of us is worthy to be saved.
所以呢，我们要按照自己的啊生活啊的功劳啊来向神邀功，哎，我配得得救的，这个不可能的。
And therefore, if we were trying to use what we have done for the Lord in our daily lives and ask God for reward, this would be very impossible.
我们只有在神面前求怜悯。
We could only ask for mercy from the Lord.
我们所做的一切的功劳永远不够。
And all the things that we had done for God were never enough.
所以我们的得救一定要本乎恩，是神的怜悯，我们才有办法得救的。
And that is why our salvation is by the grace of God.
而不能用我们的生活行为来向神邀功啊，来说我是啊配得的。
And we cannot use our actions or our behavior and ask God for reward.
所以我们从以利亚的信心看出了这四个相信。
So from Elijah's faith, we saw these four things.
第一个，相信神的差派。
First, he believed that he was sent by the Lord.
第二个，相信神的话语。
Secondly, he believed in the word of the Lord.
第三，相信神的供应。
And thirdly, he believed in the providence of God.
第四，相信神的怜悯慈爱。
And fourthly, he believed in the compassion, mercy, and love.
我们一定要有对神有这样的相信。那才叫做真正的相信。
We have to have such great faith in God, then we can truly say that we believed in God.
我们的信仰才会带给我们生活的喜乐。
Then our faith can bring joy to our lives.